USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We were supposed to be on our way to Mazatlan, Mexico for our graduation trip, but it got canceled.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The travel headaches continue for millions of Americans, with FlightAware reporting at least 400 delays in the United States and cancellations starting to pile up as well. So far, this busy travel weekend has seen almost 15,000 flight delays and 1,500 cancellations. The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II will lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Herschel Woody Williams died in West Virginia last Wednesday at the age of 98. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying in a statement Sunday, Woody Williams was an American hero who embodied the best of our country and the greatest generation. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Customs and Border Protections reports that new illegal immigrant encounters increased by 15% from April to May. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs took a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. He chronicles what he witnessed on his Twitter feed.
It's a little after 4:30 in the morning, still dark, and you can see behind me, in that little group, there's probably 150 folks right there. Being overrun, they don't have enough dead space or anything in that detention center and the processing center. So they'll release these folks into the interior of the country.
More schools in the Pac-12 could be switching to a new conference. Arizona 24/7 Sports is reporting Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and Arizona State will talk with Big 12 officials Tuesday about potential options. This all comes after USC and UCLA announced they would join the Big Ten in 2024. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
85% of U.S. adults surveyed say the country is on the wrong track, and 79% describe the economy as poor. That's according to a new survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. The poll noting the national dissatisfaction is bipartisan, noting 92% of Republicans and 78% of Democrats agree the country is heading in the wrong direction. In this time, perhaps it's time to revisit the words of former President Ronald Reagan, who delivered this address back in the New York Harbor on July 4, 1986.
All through our history, our presidents and leaders have spoken of national unity and warned us that the real obstacle to moving forward the boundaries of freedom, the only permanent danger that overwhelms America, comes from within. It's easy enough to dismiss this as a kind of familiar exhortation. Yet the truth is that even two of our greatest founding fathers, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, once learned this lesson late in life. They worked so closely together in Philadelphia for independence. But once that was gained and a government was formed, something called partisan politics began to get in the way.
From all of us here at USA Radio News, have a happy and safe 4th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.